This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The former Aurora police officer who was convicted of criminally negligent homicide in the death of Elijah McClain will be sentenced to this afternoon. CPR's Allison Sherry told Colorado Matters about what to expect when Randy Rodema returns to court.
The sentence itself is up to the judge. The range is pretty large. It's as low as probation, which would mean no prison time, to as high as 3 years.
Elijah's mother, Shanine McClain, is expected to make a statement. Rodema may also have an opportunity to speak. CPR News will go to live special coverage when the judge delivers the sentence. There are many ways to assess Congress's effectiveness over the just-ended year. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Congress passed just over 30 bills that became law in 2023.
2023 was the most unproductive year in decades. Among the bills signed into law, a Marine Corps commemorative coin, two short-term government funding measures, and the annual defense policy bill. According to the Republican-controlled House, there were more than 700 recorded votes, many on amendments to bills that have not advanced past the chamber. There were also 19 roll call votes for Speaker of the House. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's now legal to import Louisiana crawfish into Colorado. They had been banned since they're not native to the state, but a rule change in November means anyone with a license and receipt can now bring live crawdads to Colorado. They can be kept for only 3 days, and releasing them into the wild is still illegal. A chance for snow across much of the state through the day and this evening. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.